According to my guest, love matters in every part of our lives, and it's important to talk about it, especially through neighborhood-based storytelling. Artist and filmmaker Joss Duncan is behind a series of events called 11 Days of Love Stories. The program begins tonight in Center City with conversations about love, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We spoke recently about love and its language, which can be different for everyone.
Everybody talks about love differently from my experience, and that's one of the most beautiful things. Love is sometimes purely romantic relationships, and people talk about, you know, being married for a long time or how their grandparents met. And then there are people who feel that love is really about having equity, having access, having experienced, you know, justice working, having felt supported and being well. So it plays out in so many different ways. I think it really depends on how people have learned to define love and how they've experienced it in their lives.
It is a great question. What is love? Big letter love, little letter love. What about for you?
For me, love is extending my skills, my gifts to my community and to the people in my life, my family, and listening. Listening is such a huge part of love. And for me, actually, that's one of the things I really want to share through this series of programs is gathering with people to really listen to them. How often is it that we have people talking at us? We're not feeling necessarily seen or heard. So it's an opportunity for people to come together and to tell their own stories. And it's all in the name of love. So it's not about attacking people or challenging people's political views. It's just about people sitting together in these spaces in different neighborhoods and listening. Love is listening for me.
What about when love is a hard thing to feel, to get in touch with for an individual? What can you do in these spaces to kind of draw that feeling toward people or draw it out of people?
Well, it's funny because I get a lot of people when I tell them what I do, like I tell love stories, they're like, oh, no, I want no parts of that because they're torn or they're not feeling that right now. And oftentimes when people are not feeling love, it's because there has been some kind of an injustice present, some lack of communication about a system or a process, some lack of access to something that people deserve. So I do think that in thinking about love as an essential tool, that is an important part of thinking about how to help people feel again. We often don't take time to listen to people about what they even really want and need. It's just a go, go, go kind of world. I think in just listening to people, what went wrong there? Sometimes you're like, ah, that was the thing that made me feel disconnected from love. And it's like, well, how can we give you that? Can we give you a little bit of that, a taste of that in this moment? You know, so that's what I try to do.
Joss, you've heard so many love stories. What's your favorite story?
One of the stories I've experienced that really brought me to this work, and I feel like it's a part of my own love story that I've been sharing, is being able to work with people in the community I grew up in. I grew up in North Philadelphia at 16th and Master in a place called Beckett Gardens. It's like low income housing, and lived there through, you know, a lot of like transitions in the community, you know, violence, drugs and all of that. And then some developers came into the neighborhood and they actually developed, you know, a lot of the places in the area, and the residents were able to stay and enjoy that. I got to witness urban development without gentrification. Mm. And then I got to go back to that community and help people in the place where I grew up to tell their own story through it's like a 10-minute documentary. It's actually aired on WHYY. But it was one of the most beautiful love stories that I had the opportunity to be a part of, because I feel like so often people are displaced from their communities and they don't have the opportunity to come back to where they grew up and create something to tell the story of a community that went through a transition. And they don't have the opportunity to see those people there living comfortably, benefiting from the new resources in that community. That's one of my favorite love stories. You can witness love and feel love, but justice be present, but equity be present, you know, a system working correctly being present.
What has love taught you?
Wow, that's a good question.
And love. I'm not going to define what that love is. Whichever one comes to mind today.
Love has taught me to love. Just to love more. It probably sounds so cheesy and cliche, but before I started doing this work, I don't think I always came back to love as my foundation. But doing this work has taught me to where is love in this? And that has helped me to, I think, be more grounded. It's helped me to be a better human being. I think that's why I'm so excited about this series, because I feel like I want to share this with people, you know? It's not that these are going to be new love stories. I mean, love is all around us. But I'm happy that we're taking the space and creating the time for people to come and just take the layers off and share the love that's already present.
Joss Duncan is a storyteller and filmmaker and artist. Her 11 Days of Love Stories series begins tonight. Some of the events are free. For more information, go to lovenowmedia.com.